One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled, Seven Inspirations for Success.
Hallelujah.
Look at chapter 14, same book of John, and verse number 9. He said plainly similar things. Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. Wow. I thought, my goodness. What is he saying? I and my Father are one. He that has seen me has seen the Father. What words? Nobody talked like Jesus. Think about his miracles. Think about his miracles. And Jesus standing there. He says to Peter and his colleagues, cast your net into the deep. They hadn't found fish all night long. They cast their net and they enclosed a multitude of fishes. Now they got a problem pulling the net to the shore. What a miracle. He blessed bread. It multiplied for thousands to eat. Great miracles in his ministry. Jesus Christ stands before a woman she's been escorted. Her only son had died. And, you know, it's a terrible scene. It's all about weeping and wailing. They're going to bury her only boy. She's a widow. Jesus stops them. Touches the bier. The dead boy sits up. He delivers the boy to the mother. What a miracle. They're stoned. He's in the street. A blind man is crying out, Son of David, have mercy on me. Son of David, have mercy on me. And those ahead of him shout him down and says, Shut up. Stop talking. The Bible says he raised his voice even louder. Jesus, his attention is arrested. He stops. He says, bring him to me. Oh. He says, bring him to me. Bring him to me. Then they go to him. They say, he calleth thee. So they bring him to Jesus. And Jesus says to him, what do you want? What do you want? He says, I want to receive my sight. And Jesus says, your faith has made you whole. He touches him. His eyes pop open. Blind Bartimaeus. He's got his sight restored. The news goes throughout the city. What a miracle. What a miracle. He inspires me. Oh. Blessed be God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this Jesus, I'm inspired even by his forgiveness. He meets a lady. She was said to have been caught in the very act of adultery. The crowd is after her. They say she's got to be stoned to death. And then she runs to where Jesus was. And Jesus stoops down, riding on the ground. And they say to him, Master, she was caught in the very act. And the law of Moses declares she has to be killed. And Jesus says, the first to cast the stone shall be anyone who has no sin among you. And then the wedding, nobody does it. Jesus, in fact, they all left, the Bible tells us. She was left alone. Now it was Jesus' turn to rebuke her and to curse her out. But no, he was never that way. Jesus says to her, I don't condemn you. Go and sin no more. The woman can't believe it. She gets up. How could she be free? What about the law of Moses? Jesus was on his way. Just a few days, he'll be at Golgotha to bear this woman's sins away from before God. Hallelujah. And I was thinking, look at Simon Peter. He denied Jesus. He couldn't stand it. He had told Jesus, I'll stand for you. I'll always be with you. He made promises. Jesus looked at him and said, Simon, before the cock crows, twice you will deny me, thrice. Tomorrow. Not next year. Tomorrow. I'll never deny you. I'll never do that. Well, next morning, Peter denies Jesus. Think what the other disciples were thinking about Peter. He was supposed to be the leader. Jesus made him the leader of the band. He was the leader of the disciples. Now, he denied Jesus. He should be written off. He should be sent away. Judas misbehaved. Betrayed Jesus. Peter should have saved the situation. He denied Jesus. At the cross, Peter's not even there. It's John that's standing there. Peter, the head of the troop, is not available for Jesus to say to his mother, go with Peter. It's John, the younger one, who goes with Jesus' mother. Where is Peter? Jesus is crucified. Jesus is buried. The third day, God raises him from the dead. You think he's forgotten what Peter did? No. He appears to the disciples. Of course, he appears to certain individuals. But then, on the third occasion of his appearance to the disciples, he breaks the silence. While they were eating, no one's talking. Jesus turns to Peter. He says, Simon, do you love me more than these? Oh, now everyone raises his head because I said it. I knew, Master, he wasn't going to forget what you did. He wasn't going to forget. Everybody's head raised and turned, and they're looking at Jesus and Simon. Do you love me more than these? And Peter says, I love you. You know that I do. Master says, feed my lambs. What? Did he just say that? They thought a mistake somewhere. That's not what we thought he was going to say. You're supposed to nail him. Again, he says to Peter, do you love me? Peter says, Lord, you know that I do. Feed my sheep. And the first feed is different from the second feed. The first feed, Bosco, actually meant to feed and keep the lambs. The second feed
He used a different word. It meant to govern, tend the sheep. Man of mind, he just confirmed his appointment. Jesus doesn't bring about, you know, you denied me. I just want to give you a final warning. He doesn't give him a final warning. He just confirms the appointment. Tend my sheep. Govern my sheep. They thought, what? He's just been. They're looking like, I think Jesus is amazing. Then it goes again. Do you love me, Simon? Mary says, the guy got worried. He's been asked a third time. He says, Master, you know all things. You, it's up to you. You can judge. I know I love you, but you know, whatever you think, Lord. And Jesus began to show him what kind of a life he was going to live and how things would turn out. Oh, I thought, dear Jesus, how wonderful you are. What an example. No wonder Peter was the one who wrote and said, he has given us an example that we should follow his steps. Hallelujah. What a life. I think Simon Peter, he was inspired by Jesus, by Jesus' example. I was inspired by his example. I was inspired by his love. And then think, he's supposed to be this untouchable leader, and he's surrounded by the crowd. There's a lady who's been hemorrhaging for 12 years, comes to the crowd, presses to the crowd, and touches the hem of Jesus' garment. And Jesus stops. The woman touched and got healed, and she's trying to sneak away because, you know, she shouldn't be found in this place. And Jesus says, who touched me? And the Bible says the woman was afraid and she was trembling, knowing what was done in her. She was afraid. And everybody says, well, Master, everyone's touching you. How can you say, who touched me? He says, somebody touched me. And the woman found out she couldn't hide, so she came to Jesus and testified. The Bible says she told him all the truth. And the Master said, daughter, oh, what an endearment. Daughter, he could have said, woman. He says, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Hallelujah. That was so touching to me. It was so touching. It was so touching.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@lovell360.com.